The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of July, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Phil's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. How about you?
Well, you know, better than Tuesday, right? Because it's hump day.
Yep,
halfway exactly. Through. Okay, national days, international days.
Yes, we have National Dimple Day, Dimples Days.
Dimples?
Yep, okay. Dimples. And then National Sugar Cookie Day.
Sugar cookies. Well, that's it?
That's it.
I mean, nothing like National Save the Whales or anything like that. Nothing.
No.
Nothing like that, just National Sugar Cookie.
I just see two.
Okay, I can. I'm sure there must. How many? That was it? Just two of them?
Yep, just two of them. It says I can see what's up for tomorrow, but
nah, we can't. No, we can't get ahead of ourselves.
No, there's no reason to do
no.
that.
Hey, today, well, you know what? We were talking about. I thought it was supposed to go up into the triple digits today, but today it looks like it's only going to be about 96. And a low of about 71 tonight. Now, on Thursday, yep, get ready. 105 on Thursday, Friday 108, Saturday 107, Sunday 106, Monday 107, and Tuesday 103. So, today, your last double digits, and it's going to win, no winds or anything, just going to be sunny and hot. Real hot starting tomorrow. And then we still haven't gotten into the, I like to think of it as the triple digits, but see, 106, 107, okay, that's warm. It's when it hits that 110.
That's where I draw my
line.
Yeah,
then you kind of like, oh, but you know, I saw something yesterday. I was coming back from, the Anderson area and got off the freeway there at Cypress. And I saw some people walking their dogs, a couple dogs. And they didn't, you know, I'm not sure they were homeless, but they, you know, but they could have been. And, but on their dog's feet, they had those little socks or those little shoesy things that protect their feet. And I wanted to lean out the window and say, great job! But, you know, there's traffic, and I'd probably scare somebody. But I thought, yeah, I'm starting to see more and more of those where you can put them on your dog's feet when you're out there. And what a good idea. They're taking care of their pups.
When it gets warm like that, it can hurt their paws.
Oh, no, no. You put your hand down on the pavement. If it burns your hand, it's going to burn their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you see it, and it's because people are out walking, and it's just hotter and, may I say, hell out there. And especially the sidewalks are probably running 120, 130 degrees if it's 90 out there. So, but I thought, how nice. And that's like the third time I've seen that here in town, that people are out in the sidewalks, but the dogs have like little doggy shoes on. Okay. Hey, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, locally-run business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They really do treat their customers well. They do treat them as friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, so let's talk traffic tickets, shall we? Linda doesn't mind. It's not just a traffic ticket. Linda's never gotten a traffic ticket, believe it or not, from a person. But those camera lights, whoa. Well, it's been a while since she had one, but she got one. So immediately they say, well, if you just pay your bail, $550 plus $70 for traffic court. Mm-hmm. Or traffic school, not court, school. And so the last time she got one of these a few years ago, we learned. So we went in to And it's quite an experience. First of all, it's new courtrooms. It's kind of cool. And the it starts out me trying to get through the security. Take everything out of my pockets and everything. Of course, oh, your belt. So I forgot this belt I'm wearing here is kind of a, you know, I don't know, a combo belt that I usually wear outside. And it's got a little flashlight in it and that kind of stuff. But it also has a little folding knife inside the belt buckle. Well, I lost that. I had to go back and take that off. I said, really? And they just looked at me. And I said, really? And I said, I don't mind you profiling me, you know, looking at me and saying, nah, this guy's probably not going to whip his belt out and start stabbing people. I mean, come on. They said they weren't going to profile me and, you know, take my belt off or they'd shoot me. So I took my belt back. Anyway, we go to court and we're up there. And there's, you know, there's about 10 other people in there. Plus there's like 8 people on the phone. I didn't realize you could call in the traffic court. One lady was calling from Minnesota and she was Hmong and they had the Hmong interpreter on talking to her. That was kind of cool. So what happens is you can plead guilty, not guilty, or no contest. No contest is the same as guilty. Yeah. So, now this, two of them had lawyers, had a lawyer. It was defending two of them on a red light camera, and they were all pleading not guilty. And I thought, well, that's going to be interesting. I should have, you know, if I had time, I would have just sat back and listened to that one, see how that one went. Anyway, but the, it's a commissioner there and takes care of it real quick. And this first guy goes, well, after I have to pay you, pay the state to be able to go to traffic school. And you go to traffic school so it doesn't go on to your, doesn't go on your insurance, right? He says, but then I have to pay the traffic school too? Yes. He goes, well, what am I paying you for if I have to pay the traffic school? I mean, it makes sense that he's asking this question and I couldn't wait for the answer. Well, it's because you pay us so we can send you, give you the permission to go to traffic school, and then you go to traffic school. Now, what I did find out, though, there's hundreds of these traffic schools online and cost, you know, like $5. And you go and you take it online and then you're covered. Okay. But here's the big thing. Linda gets up there and she says, I'm guilty, but there's some, you know, extenuating circumstances, you know, and, but before she could even finish that, judge says, before she got ready to say that, the judge says, okay, do you have photos of you doing this? She goes, no, I didn't bring them. And he goes, well, it appears that you made a right-hand turn there, and so I'm going to reduce it in half right away. Reduces it in half to $200, $219, which is still, you know, and because you made the right turn. And you didn't slow down enough, and you went, when you made the turn, you're over 10 miles an hour. I mean, you know, same thing he tells everybody. So if you go to court, is what I'm saying, if you get one of these unforgiving photos, first of all, if you drive around town with a mask on, you know, it's a little like a, you know, like a COVID mask, you'll never get a red light ticket because they have to identify you. I just thought I'd pass that on. That's why when I get closer and come to the lights, I put my hand up in front of my face. Just in case. Though I've never gotten one. I don't get tickets. But ask them if you go straight through. Oh no, you're going to get the 4-inch enchilada. But if you make the right turn and if he doesn't bring it up, and he does because he's cutting through time, he's, I'm just going to reduce it right away. And then you add the $70 on for a traffic school. So you walk out of there paying $281 or something like that to the city of Reading. However, this really, you're paying it to the state. I think the city only gets like $50 or $60 out of this. So anyway, so if you go to traffic court, that's which, if you get caught by these lights, and if you're not wearing your COVID mask still when you're driving around town. And you don't put your hand up in front of your face. I even put my hand up in front of her face once because I thought she's going to get it. She's going to get it. So I had a picture of my hand in front of her face, but they couldn't have identified her. And I, you know, and then the guy's looking at it, you know, it's just giving him a hoot. Or you could wear like, you know, different mask, a Barbie mask when you're driving through town. And then people look at you and go, you're still wearing the COVID mask. You're weird. Yeah, but I don't get red light. I don't get red light camera tickets. Or you could just obey the law and stop. Come to a full stop and then make the turn. In the photo of Linda, this is even the best part. She's got her phone up against her head. I said, wow, you're lucky they didn't get you for being on the phone. She said the phone was unlocking into the, you know, you get, you know, the car will lock into your phone so you can just, you know, looks like it's a giant phone at that point. I said, at least they didn't get you for driving with the phone. Let's take a break. We come back. Let's get a little more serious. This talk. I'm going to catch up on Texas and what's going on down there. It's gotten worse, if anything. And then I want to talk about, because we're surrounded by fires here. We got six fires going. Fire terminology, and you know, that may be not clear to, you know, containment, controlled, you know, put out, extinguished, those kind of things. Let's talk about those when we get back from this break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I won't sing along with the Rolling Stones, even though that I did for years sing along with them. 7:21 in the morning here, Free Fire Radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm getting a text from a friend that says, hey, we're dropping out again. Our internet, I'm not sure what's causing this because we got all new equipment. We got, you know, all this stuff. And I've got two engineers that are doing nothing but pulling their hair out, trying to figure out, well, why are we dropping out? I mean, got a new computer in just for that, just for the internet, and it's still dropping out. So I'm thinking maybe it's not us, that it is a carrier that we might have. But Brian, we're working on it. I promise you, buddy. Okay, fires. We've got six fires going right now, as you can probably tell. Closest one up there in Shasta Lake. Anyway, we've got kind of in a semicircle around us. So, but when you hear these terms, what does it mean? You know, you hear, oh, contained, controlled, forward progress. So what does that mean? Okay, a fire is contained if they have lines in around the fire, and that could be a hand line. We could be using roads that are already established. It could be a dozer line. So those lines have been put in to contain the fire. So they're surrounding the fire, and part of that could be 44. You know, that's part of the containment. We use the term control, and this comes out of CAL FIRE. We use the term control when we have staffed those lines, and we're extinguishing the fire. So when you hear something that's contained, I've always thought, oh, it's contained, there's people on it. You know, they're fighting the fire. No, it just means is that it's encircled, but it doesn't mean it's contained. It could still be burning like crazy. Controlled is when they're on the lines and they're extinguishing it, putting it out. And we do not expect any more growth of that fire. So when it's it's controlled, they don't expect it to grow. But it could still be burning in that area there. Okay. Contained fires are also, like I said, they're going to stay in those established lines. However, they're going to be burning. Extinguished is rarely used in wildland firefighting, except in what comes after. The mop-up phase, we're going in and we're extinguishing all the hot spots. That's when extinguished comes out. Spot fire. When you get some of the fuel from the fire emits an ember or a piece of flaming vegetation that comes off the main body of fire and goes outside of the containment lines, and when it does, it moves and it leaves the main body of fire, starts its own fire, now it's a spot fire. Now the spot fire can get big, and then now they have to contain that. rate of speed. Rate of speed is something we use to communicate how fast the fire is moving. We use different calculations, and even just by watching how fast the fire moves, we try to communicate that for lots of different purposes, for planning purposes, inform the firefighters on the ground how fast it's coming, and it's potentially going to impact another spot. Crown fire. When the surface fire, your normal everyday fire, is able to leave the ground, move through the ladder fuels, up the trees, and they burn in the top of the canopy. Now, when you get a crown fire, if the wind's blowing, it can be extremely fast and hot. We've had those around here. In fact, I think part of the car fire was crown, and it was jumping the river, and it hit the trees, and it became, and then it provides its own wind also. That's where you get these firenados that are coming through. Anyway, control line, a natural man-made barrier. Spot fire, talked about that. Fuel, vegetation or materials like grass, trees, and brush that can burn. Mop up, process of extinguishing. Flame length, the height of a fire's flames above the ground. Larger flames indicate more intense fire behavior. Rate of speed, spotting, crown fire, fire that moves rapidly through the tops of trees or shrubs. Okay, there you go. So just because it's contained doesn't mean anything. It's controlled is what you're looking for. Contained means it's all in one area. But with spot fires, if it's moving fast, it can move out of the containment area. I thought when it was contained, that was a good sign. Well, I guess it is. It's within an area. Now we know where it is. Now we can fight it. Now we can attack. Okay. Let me see what we have here. Texas flooding updates here. Hold it down out there. Okay, yesterday we were talking, there's like 27 people missing. Well, that has changed dramatically in Texas. Over 160 people still missing after the floods. And now it is a recovery effort. It is no longer a rescue. After July 4th, the death toll rose to 110, including at least 27 children and counselors from that one camp, Camp Mystic. Now, there's another story in another place further up the river that the counselors got all of their kids out of there, and some like 400 of them, but they're further up the river, and they were able to do it. They got the word it was happening. And people are trying to blame Trump. They're trying to blame numerous other, people on this. And, cuts in the emergency, weather service. No, there were more people there. That had nothing to do with it. The whole thing comes down to a lack in this area is of early warning. There were no sirens. They put in a few years ago for a grant. It was $1 million grant. Which they didn't get. And then the county didn't want to pay for that. So the county's paying for that now. And let me see, but it's Kerr County is the one that's had, the most. They've had death tolls 87. They have found a few more of the bodies, and there's six missing from the camp or five, no, three missing from the camp, and they haven't found yet. Hopefully they will. What a tragedy. And to hear people, this one woman said, oh, it serves you right. You know, a pediatrician said, well, you got what you voted for. Well, I don't know who she works for, but she put that online. And her company said, this is not how we feel. I mean, she said, oh, that's who you voted for. All you non-MAGA voters, I hope you're warm and dry. And this is a doctor, a pediatrician said this. What kind of sick individual would do something like this, say something like this when those kids? I hope she loses her job. Hope all her hair falls out. Hope her dog dies. She probably doesn't have a dog because dogs wouldn't like her. She probably has got feral cats on her property. Yeah, anyway. What kind of person would do that? Especially a pediatrician. A pediatrician. Children. And all these children dead. How could you say something that cruel? It never ceases to amaze me how cruel people can be when they're online. She would have never said that to those families. But since she got online, she's right. Death. Death of children. I hope you never work again, lady, in your field. Maybe you should do something like, with that attitude, go to work. Go to Iowa. Work in a chicken processing factory. Yeah, you'd be good at that, electrocuting chickens. You got to do that job. I'm going to find out what her name is. I'm going to say it when I find it. And I'm sure it's out there someplace. A doctor, a pediatrician. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Okay, I'll get over this. But that just infuriated me. It's bad enough. And then to have people say something like this. This portion of and the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. This guy has been doing this for about 30 years. He brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area, be it car, truck, SUV. I'm not sure you can get the RVs in there, but he can fix those RVs. In an RV with the huge windshields, they get a chip on it. You want to get that thing fixed quick. So whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. And on the old Red Rover, he fixed one that lasted 17 years and still, and the guy that bought it said, nah, it's still good. You still can't see it. It's like an 8-inch crack. That's the kind of work he does. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Get it fixed. Bring it down for a free inspection. Bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Talk to him about it. He'll tell you, bring it down. He'll take a look at him. He says, well, no, I can't do that. He'll send you somebody he trusts. But he can fix most everything. He is the windshield whisperer. Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And we'll be right back with Robba.
For Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Wednesday, the 9th of July. Yay, we got past May Tuesday, and now we're into hump day, 7:36 in the morning. And you know what was on the TV yesterday? Yeah, Night at the Roxbury. So I click it on, and sure enough, that song comes on just as I'm watching it. And of course they're doing their head bobbing, and he breaks the window. He breaks the window of the car. He slams his head up against it. It's a stupid movie, my friends.
It's a classic.
But it's a classic. That's right. Will Ferrell and what's the other guy from Saturday Night Live? Will something or other. The guy that played Monkey Boy.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
I can't remember
right now.
His name either, but it is absolutely a it's so far out there, but we get a kick out of it. Hey, I'm here with the Reading Regatta. I didn't even know that. I knew the river. We had the river run, right? Is this the same thing?
It's the same thing as last year. Yes.
Okay, I'm here with Tiffany Adoboni.
Adoboni.
And Danny Orloff from the Chamber of Commerce. So how's that equestrian plan going, Danny?
I knew that was going to be the first thing.
Well, if you knew, then you'd have the answer. What is it?
We're still in the research and the development stages of the plan.
It's not fair, Danny. It's not fair. I'm sorry. I'm kidding you.
I wish I had more time in a week, and that would be my number one priority right now.
Well, I'll talk to Todd about that. You know, him isolate you for 24 hours, and you do nothing else.
But
and then come back and say, well, we could do this, except we don't have the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Infrastructure for equestrian stuff.
Yeah, passion only gets you so far, right?
Only gets you so far. You got to have a place to put them. Yeah. Okay, so Tiffany, we're back again.
We're back again.
It's been a year?
It has been almost a year.
Wow.
Almost a year.
Wow.
I think August 25th last year was our first one.
And when's this going to be this year?
August 16th and 17th.
Okay. Tell everybody, tell all of our listeners, tell the thousands of people who are out there listening, what is the Reading Regatta? Danny.
Yeah, so
Tiffany points right at Danny. Okay.
So the Reading Regatta, if you guys have ever heard of Lake Reading, a lot of people are like, what's Lake Reading? Lake Reading is like a subdivision, and it's an area on the river right there by Diesel Horse Bridge.
Yeah, it's the park there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful with the gazebo.
Yeah. Put up by veterans organizations,
yeah,
by the way.
Exactly. And it's awesome to see the seals up on top of the gazebo.
Yeah, the different service emblems.
Yeah.
So back in the early 30s, 1930s, there was a water carnival, and it was the biggest tourism event for Reading as a whole. Yeah.
Water carnival.
Yeah, they had racing on the water, swimming on the water. People were back then not so smart and diving off the diesel horse bridge. Land events, so it was...
You can still jump off the diesel horse bridge. I mean, it's not a good idea, but it's probably illegal.
It's just a wee bit illegal, yeah. Yeah, and dangerous. I mean, come
on. Well, yeah, because the way the sack's running right there. Yeah, and it's really not that deep right
there. No, it's
there.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah, I would never dive off a bridge. I might jump off a bridge, but I would never go head first into it. Yeah.
I wouldn't do either.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. No.
Oh, they did it.
But they did it back then.
Back then.
Because we were raising men child. men children that went out and fought World War II and won and then built this country. Now, oh, the sprinkler's too cold.
I know.
The sprinkler's too cold. Stay out of the sprinklers.
Yeah.
Put your helmet on before you go into the sprinklers. in your pads, your knee pads, your elbow pads. And wear your mask just in case somebody talks to you.
Do you remember back in the day when we used to drink from the hoses and stay out until the... You're too young.
I still drink out of the hose. I did it yesterday.
Okay. You know what?
Sorry, we're going off on a tangent here, guys.
Going back, yeah. And you rode in the back seat of the car standing up. And your safety belt was when your mom reached over and put her hand on your chest.
Oh, I still do that.
To keep your face from banging into it.
No, I still do that.
In the back in the old coupes and this. And they used to have, like, you know, a little space between the back seat and the window. Kids would lay back there.
Yeah.
And sleep on trips and get sunburned.
Yeah.
I drove in the trunk of a car when I was 18 to sneak into a drive-in.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
2 miles.
And the funny thing is the guy would say, you know, it's $5 for a car.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't care if you put 20 people back there. It's still $5 for the car, and that's what they started doing. And so you didn't have to, you know, stuff people in the trunk, though you would.
Yeah.
Still, just for fun.
Was this the Skyview days?
Skyview,
yeah. Skyview, the drive-in theater. It was there where Oxford
Suites
is at. Yeah.
Oh, that's in Reading. That was before my time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Way before my time.
Yeah. They still have a drive-ins down in Sacramento that are still
in
operating.
Bay Area. Yeah. Petaluma is where I was.
We were at Lake Reading, back in the 30s, they had these huge water carnivals
that
people would come. I mean, what? Lots of people would come to these.
Oh, thousands.
And so people would have boat races and picnics and I'm sure bands and...
Grandstands. They had Miss Cottonwood.
Really?
Yeah. We've been teaming up with the Historical Society just to get all the information. Gabriel Leet over there is awesome. And,
didn't he?
Yep. Yeah. He pulled up old newspaper articles. It's on the Reading Regatta's Instagram, so you can go there and see some of the old articles.
Wow.
Yeah. Super fun. So they actually did boxing at the Cascade Theater. In the whole thing.
Boxing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, you had your 10-year-olds out there learning to fight. So.
But.
So yeah. We're. And during, when, you know, and in between rounds, they'd be smoking unfiltered cigarettes.
Yeah.
True. So we decided to bring that back, minus the boxing and the unfiltered cigarettes. So last year it was a huge success for our first one.
It was really surprising how big it was, frankly. Yeah.
69 racers on the water, and we had, I'm going to guesstimate, roughly 250 spectators, sitting on those, concrete stairs. I call them bleachers, watching. We had
at Turtle Bay.
Caldwell Park, below the gazebo in the picnic area.
Right.
And we had food trucks. We had a few vendors. This year, we are going bigger.
Okay. What's it going to look like this year, Danny?
This year, multiple divisions. We have a live band, if you guys know Full Throttle. From Reading.
Yeah.
Local band. Excited
Good
to
guy.
Play some great covers. We're doing kayaking, canoe, crew. As well as stand-up paddle boards. So on Saturday will be the performance. So there's two different divisions. There's going to be the performance division and then the recreation division. So what that means is if you got a kayak that's 12 and a half feet or bigger, that's going to be performance. If it's under 12 and a half feet, then it would be recreational.
Okay.
It's going to be 1 mile for recreation and 2 miles for performance.
So they start up the river.
No, no, no. We start downriver, go. So basically, we're doing laps. So we're going to go up a half mile, turn around a buoy, come back down.
Got it.
For those of us that are competing on Saturday, it's 4 laps total.
Up, back.
And, and it's going to be in heat with the finals going to be on Sunday. Saturday we start at 5 p.m. and about 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. and then the band takes over. Danny's got some plans that he's brewing up for us.
What other things? you got food trucks?
We got some food trucks coming, some lemonade stands, some popcorn. Mm-hmm. It's going to feel very festive.
1930 cars.
Yeah, so some old classics out there.
When are you going to begin the water float division, where people make floats?
Oh, like in Eureka?
Yeah.
And in Humboldt County?
And they make it like, here comes a huge duck down the river, those kind of things.
It's so hard, just insurance.
Well, just think about that.
Just insurance was
see,
the hardest
here's
part.
Here's the other part that's risen its ugly head. Back in the 30s, you could come in there and your canoe could catch on fire. And, too bad! Yeah. You know, now...
Everybody's still, litigation happy.
So you have to insure it. Of course you do.
Oh, yeah. That took the longest to get was the insurance this year.
But it's because they want to cover a little bit of like ABC license. So we're brewing up some things with the Regatta Ale with the local brewery. So until there's an official release date for the Regatta Ale, be on the lookout for
Who's
it.
Who's making that?
Fall River?
Yeah, Fall River would be.
Okay, yeah. Fall River. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. So
I know Woody. I know Woody's makes special brews for. They made that Chicks and Chaps beer.
Yeah,
which is really good. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. I'm with Tiffany Adoboni and Danny Orloff from the Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the Reading Regatta. It's going to be August 16th
and 17th.
It's last year was a big success, and this year it's expanding. And what I found out was back in the 30s, this is one of the biggest events in Reading was the Water Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that? Mm-hmm. Okay, take it away, Phil. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another hour, we need plenty more. Who's stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay, they don't got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The world is gonna roll me. Ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her feet.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, last privately owned, the locally owned station standing in Reading. Thanks to you all out there, our listeners and our advertisers. I'm so happy that you've joined us. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And I'm here with the Reading Regatta. It's that time of the year. It's going to happen in August, so we're giving an early warning here. And I'm here with Tiffany Ottoboni and Danny Orloff. And how to, okay, last year, 70 participants, 200 plus spectators. This year, it's going to be bigger. Food vendors, other probably vendors out there, a band, Full Throttle, all of this. And it's going to happen, the prelims on the 16th and the finals on the 17th, right down at Lake Reading Park. Plenty of places. You can come down, bring a picnic, bring the family, and watch these crazy people out on the water. But you have to sign up if you're going to be if you want to get there. Right?
Yep.
Reading. I mean, sign up if you're going to participate.
ReadingRegatta.com. Just go to ReadingRegatta.com and you can sign up there. It actually puts you to Visit Reading and then gives you all the information. And we partner with Paddle Guru. It's a website that people can register. It's advanced so you can actually see your times and it's.
We're going to have the instant results after the races. It's $35 to register. I am holding three clinics this month, to show people how to navigate upriver instead of downriver.
And who do you, what business? Is this just your private?
I am a part-time kayak instructor for Headwaters Adventure Company. I work in social services during the day, Monday through Friday, but I do teach kayaking. And this is something I've been passionate about since 2010.
Okay, so you're down at Headwaters.
So at Headwaters Adventure Company,
right.
Yes.
And you can sign up for your paddle or your kayaking class, or is this on the side there?
So the clinics that I'm holding are through Paddle Guru. They are free to the participants who are signing up for that.
All right.
The dates are this coming Saturday, the 19th of July, and the 26th of July.
Okay. And as we talked, if you didn't hear the first part of the segments, back in the 30s, this used to be a huge, huge event, the water carnival right down there in Lake Reading Park. And so we're trying to bring part of that back. And you can see those photos, right, if you go to where?
If you go to the Reading Regatta's Instagram or even on the readingregatta.com for the event page. Yeah, they had huge grandstands, and it was making the San Francisco Chronicle for people to race. It was more swimming races back then because
Because
the lake.
Now, a lake.
Yeah. This was before, I think it was before the dam.
It was before the dam. So dam actually kind of squashed. Kind of squashed the regatta.
Can you still swim in the
sack? No.
Is it too fast?
It's too fast, too cold.
Well, that's why you have wetsuits. I mean, if you swim
a lot of
open
people
ocean,
don't.
You swim open ocean. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wear wetsuits. Have you seen the triathlons out there?
Yeah.
Certain currents, things like that. We definitely,
okay, yeah. I can see it. Ah, well, another thing that's just gone away. But, okay, so everybody, that you know, the whole place is insured. You know, all of that stuff has been taken care of. So anything you have to do is come out and compete and have a good time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or watch. Yeah. We love spectators. If you need a kayak, you can rent one from Headwaters Adventure Company. If you want to learn the route and how to get upriver easier instead of sitting out in the middle going nowhere upriver, take my clinics are free. It's $35 to register.
Do you, if you go along the shores, is it quicker?
So, yes. Yeah.
How about when it gets shallow, can you jump out and put your kayak on your head and run down?
Now, that's called cheating.
Why? I mean, it's called portaging.
Not in this instance.
Not in a race.
No, there's no reason to portage on this one.
We wanted more races on the river versus races on the river trail.
Correct. Oh, well, I was thinking, you know, it gets... All right, got it.
It might be quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll be able to get out of the river that quick. Just
well, no.
There's some openings.
So, I think this is going to be really interesting. I think it'd be a lot of fun for a family to come out and take a look at this. Oh, and also, you know, kayaking is great exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go as fast or as slow as you want.
Yeah. And like I said, we have the performance going Saturday night. We have the rec boaters going Sunday and the finals for the performance boats. So on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to wear helmets?
No, you don't need to wear a helmet.
But a life
jacket. Well, a throw-life jacket, that's fine.
Yeah.
Silly to be underwater and something like that without a life jacket.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
Only because there you are, that's your life jacket on, and I come running right over you because I've made the wrong turn.
Yeah.
And there you are, swimming the sack. You're in your own little Sacramento River race.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people don't wear a life jacket.
I believe that. Well, yeah. Of course. But you know what? Here we are complaining about how we're overregulated.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand. Okay. So this is going to be August 16th and 17th. Okay. You can sign up at Paddle Guru.
Oh.
No?
Redding Regatta. Or you can go to Paddle Guru. Either one works.
Redding Regatta.
Yeah, reddingregatta.com. There is two divisions.
That's the easiest way.
Well, what's first prize?
We're doing medals again this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did back to 49,
okay,
and then 50 plus.
I think you should have 70 plus.
We did last year, but there just wasn't enough sign-ups.
We call them masters. The master, you know what? They ought to have masters in all of these events. So, because you got a lot of people that are, you know, 70 and over that they're still real active.
Yeah. So we'll take your advice.
If you're just one, I'll enter.
All right.
I'll win my
medal.
Win
your own.
I'll just say, just hand me the medal. I'm not going to get in the water. It looks a little cold today.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way.
We'll need to check your kayak before. Just the one with the hole?
The one with the hole.
Yeah.
I was telling about the story. I was out kayaking in Whiskey Town, and there's a hole in my kayak that they had rented me, and I pushed myself in like 400 pounds of water around the lake. It was harder than it should have been.
Yeah, fake.
I said, can I get my money back? And he looked at me like, are you crazy? You know? No, I didn't get my money back either. But it was a good workout.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions? Tiffany, did it come to you?
I have no questions. I appreciate you.
No. I mean, if people have questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who do they reach? I know you don't have any. But there are people listening that might, well, you wonder. And I said, what was that number again? Or who do I go to? So do you have a...
So they can send questions through email. I'm not at the shop Monday through Friday, but they can always reach out and send a message through the Facebook page at Headwaters Adventure
there
Company.
There you go. Headwaters Adventure Company on Facebook. Redding Regatta website, reddingregatta.com.
.com.
Or
they could send messages through that.
Or they can actually even probably go to the Chamber of Commerce website and take a look there, too. Yeah. Is that on there?
I believe so. We can double check today and make sure everything's dialed in.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much and
good luck.
I bet it's going to be a great time.
I do want to shout out the Lions Club. They're going to be helping out down there as well as Cresco. Thank you for Cresco and, yeah.
Super. Okay. Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got the Chamber of Commerce with us.
I'm ready.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke to the press yesterday after taking an aerial tour of the flood damage in the Hill Country of Texas. He says the search continues for about 160 people.
We will not stop until every missing person is accounted for. Know this also. There very likely could be more added to that list.
And the flash flooding over the weekend in the Texas Hill Country, in Kerr County in particular, left more than 100 people dead. Meanwhile, Texas State Senator Paul Betancourt is working on a bill to provide funding for warning sirens in the more flood-prone parts of Texas.
It follows devastating flash floods in Texas that killed over 100 people during the 4th of July weekend. The Houston Republican says federal studies show too many people ignore weather alerts on their cell phones. In addition, many kids at summer camp are not allowed to bring cell phones with them. Betancourt plans to have the bill ready for the upcoming special session of the Texas legislature, which starts July 21st. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump is defending his timetable for imposing global tariffs. We get an update from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After announcing sweeping tariffs in early April, the president issued a 90-day pause. That extension expires this week. And now the tariffs will take effect next month.
August 1st, they pay. And everybody pays. Everybody has to pay. And the incentive is that they have the right to deal in the United States.
He also told a cabinet meeting of plans to place a 50% tariff on copper and steep taxes on pharmaceutical drugs, as high as 200%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And stocks opened higher on Wall Street as the administration seeks to win more favorable trade deals with global trading partners. Chipmaker NVIDIA makes history, surpassing $4 trillion in market valuation. More from townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Air travelers may no longer be required to remove their shoes before boarding a flight.
The TSA is looking to abandon the requirement, according to reports. If implemented, it would put an end to a security screening mandate put in place almost 20 years ago, several years after shoe bomber Richard Reed's attempt to take down a flight from Paris to Miami in late 2001. Traveler newsletter Gate Access was first to report that the security screening change is coming. Some air travelers are able to skirt extra security requirements, like taking off their shoes, if they're part of a TSA pre-check paid program. I'm Julie Walker.
As job seekers look for work in a challenging environment, an increasing number are falling victim to scams that promise good pay for completing easy online tasks. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
Beethoven on a rumble strip?
A highway in Fujairah, UAE, now plays Beethoven's Ninth Symphony as cars drive over special rumble strips. Known as the Street of Music, this art project spans nearly a kilometer on the E84 highway coming into the city of Fujairah. Drivers in the right-hand lane can hear the iconic Ode to Joy as they drive over the rumble strips. The experience is a collaboration between the Fujairah Fine Arts Academy and local authorities, which aims to blend art with daily life. The musical road has become a social media sensation. Keith Peters, Washington.
A union representing thousands of city workers in Philadelphia and the city have reached a deal to end a more than a week-long strike. The walkout had brought to a halt residential curbside trash pickup, and it also affected a number of other city services. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 9th of July, 8:05 in the morning, Wednesday. It's hump day. Do you know where that little hump day thing is? Did they ever show you where that's at, Phil? That little that you play?
Oh, no, they did not show me that.
How dare they? You know, call David and say, Carl's asking about the hump day spot.
I'll have to bring that up.
Okay. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Phil's here. Good morning, Phil. Phil's our night guy, night in baseball. But we got Ben on vacation, and David is working also. So we got Phil, and you're doing a great job, buddy.
I appreciate it.
I promise not to have a contest and not tell you what the answer is. So I had a contest, and he didn't know what the answer was because I just did it, you know, very, you know, just to, let's give this away. And this is, who knows how, what part of the body does a butterfly use to taste? I mean, I didn't tell, huh?
I don't know the answer.
Feet.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
The feet. So, but I was trying to point at my foot because he had no idea what the answer was. And he goes, feet? So I had to come up with a different question, man. It was cute. Did a great job, buddy.
I appreciate it.
It's National, what? Sugar Cookie Day.
And Dimples Day.
Okay, you need to say that again.
Dimples?
Dimples, okay. Yeah, I heard nipples. Nipples Day. Well, that's what I heard. I mean, well, it could be.
It's a good day, too.
Why not? It's a great day. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 96. Enjoy today. It'll be balmy because tomorrow it's going to be 105 and it doesn't get any better. It goes up to 107 and then next Tuesday it's back down to 103. So it's going to be sunny and hot. In the evenings, it's going to be cool of around 73. Now, here to me is the big secret. It gets up to 103 and it drops 30 degrees at night, which makes it palatable, you know? And then, plus we're getting areas of smoke. We got, as we know, we've got like 6 fires going right now. Not real large ones, but they're around and you can sniff the smoke now and then. And we talked about in the last hour the difference in fire terms. Containment, controlment, spot fire, crown fires, all, you know, those things. And that just because it's contained does not mean it's not burning. It is still burning. It's when it's controlled is containment is you've got it ringed, either with dozer trails or, you know, regular roads or hand lines they put in there, but it's still burning. That's contained. Controlled means that you've got firefighters on the line and they're fighting the fire. And you will not hear extinguished.
Ever. Not until November.
Not till. And they, well, it's not. It doesn't look like it's burning right now. Is it extinguished? Well, it's not burning right now. You know, that kind of thing. Okay. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned, family-run, locally-owned, veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. They're great people down there. They really do take care of the customers. They are just super people, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Another good guy is in here with me today, Todd Jones, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And you sent your underling, Danny, in.
Yeah, he came in.
For the Reading Regatta. And the first question I asked him is, on the air, so how's that equestrian stuff going? He goes, I knew you were going to ask me. He said, I really want to work on it, but Todd won't let me.
Yeah. You know, we gotta keep our priorities in line. We just got a budget reduction from the city, actually, that started this month. And a little bit of a bummer, but, you know, life goes on, and we're still going to be able to
continue. You couldn't prove you were worth it, as much money as you were getting?
When you're on the chopping block with police and fire, it's a pretty tough argument to make.
It's hard to argue.
Yeah.
I think we could, I think we'd like to make another film, or we could have another policeman. Let me think.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to do?
We think we do drive some of this stuff, though. But then I'll get your question. Yeah, but we think we do drive some of this income. We still had a pretty good year for TOT, which is kind of the big indicator for how many tourists came to town.
How are we doing
here
with that?
With TOT?
Yeah.
So TOT, from what we've seen for the last 12 months.
And that's your tax on?
Transient occupancy tax.
Transient
so it's 10% on all lodging properties in the city limits. That includes short-term rentals, so Airbnbs and VRBOs. They all pay 10% of
Why don't we
revenues.
Raise that to 12%?
Well, we technically do. We have 2%, which I think I talked about last time, which is the TBID, the Tourism-Based Improvement District, which is the hoteliers have this additional fund, which is 2%. So there is 12%
But they
total.
Take that money and it goes someplace else, though,
well,
right?
It goes to Choose Reading, and we work together. So they're actually helping kind of backfill us a little bit this
year.
How many of these
Choose Reading, come to Reading, visit Reading, look at Reading.
There are
organizations do we have?
Well, there's two official ones. There's us, Visit Reading. We're the CVB, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which pretty much every city across the country has something like that. And then Choose Reading is a TBID. Sometimes they're together, sometimes they're separate. TBIDs are really controlled by the lodging properties. So the hotels are the board, the top hotels, and then a few other hotels are the board of the TBID.
And do all three of you take credit for the TOT?
Absolutely. Yeah. We all work together.
Have you all ever heard DOGE?
Oh, yeah.
Department of Government Efficiency?
Yeah. Well, there's a long backstory. They were together. Now they're not together. But we are working together right now, which is a good thing. So they focus more on, like, conferences, events, sports. We're really top of the funnel, like I like to say, leisure travel, outdoor rec, and I-5 are really our two biggest drivers. I mean, we have these events that happen, you know, the rodeo, Cruel Per Nights, Stillwater Powwow, you know, other little things that happen throughout the year that have like a influx of TOT. But in reality, outdoor recreation, and then honestly, Interstate 5. We want more people to just pull off and, you know, stay a few days.
How many people come by Reading in a day? I'm sure you know this.
Oh gosh, I just
saw
that number.
It's
25,000 or something.
Oh,
like
I thought
that.
It was more than that.
It might be 50.
I thought it was 50.
It
60,
might be like 55,000.
Just think if you could get 5%.
Yeah.
To pull off.
Yeah.
Roll in, and end up, you know,
spend a day.
Yeah.
You know, go out to dinner, go out to breakfast.
We couldn't do 5,000. We couldn't do 5,000 a day, but let's say 5,000 or 6,000 a week.
Well, yeah, we have about.
Well, how many a week do we?
We have about 20. Oh gosh, you're putting me on the spot.
Well, no, I'm just because I'm thinking of these things now. Is that how many people do we pull off of 5? Because that there's your TOT plus restaurants and all this
it's
other
a lot.
Stuff. I'm just it has to be.
We have about I want to say we have about 2,700 hotel rooms. That might be a bit high, but we have about 2,000.
We keep building them.
We are. We got 150 more rooms that are going to open up in the next couple months. We have My Place. Oh, I'm going to forget the other one. We have another hotel, so we have the one on East. We have the one on East.
My Place?
Yeah, it's My Place.
Is that what it's called?
My Place Hotel.
I thought it was your
My Place.
I thought you were advertising. My Place. I've got a
My
Place.
You said I got a spare. I don't actually have a spare bedroom. I have boys that share rooms. So, but My Place, and then there's one, it's a Avanti. I can't remember, but there's two hotels. There's one on Churn Creek. There's one on Cypress opening up in the next few months.
And then you've got, City of Shasta Lake, are they building a new hotel down there?
I have not heard that project's been greenlit right now.
Okay.
Certainly in the works still.
And then when the new casino opens, that's going to be another, 250, 300 rooms?
Yeah, a couple hundred at least.
Good.
Yeah.
But we got to find a way just to kind of just, when they're coming by here, is get off the road. Have we thought about, like, putting barriers out there?
Yeah, we should do that.
Just close down the five, once, you know, a couple hours a day so people can ride through town and fill up the cars with overpriced gas and eat at restaurants, maybe even spend the night.
Yeah, we could do that. We know they did that for the state of Jefferson back in the 1941. They had a road stop and they did it every Wednesday until they decided, until basically World War II kicked off.
Yeah, I think the week that they were getting ready to have their big meeting was fell on December 7th, so things kind of fell apart.
Yeah, they had a governor elected and everything else.
Did you know that the River Regatta, which is going to be in August, they used to have a water carnival in the 30s right here in Redding, which was absolutely huge. It was so big the San Francisco papers talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands of people would attend.
I mean, I've seen some of these pictures. Yeah. And the grandstands that they had right there at Lake Redding were incredible.
That's when they had a lake.
Yeah, that's when they had a lake. Redding.
Before the dam.
I don't know when the ACID canal went in, but... Because that's what creates the lake. The ACID diversion canal creates the lake. So it must have been there prior to the dam, obviously. But that's what creates the lake. And then when the dam came in, you know, a few years later, I'm not sure when, but they put that water cool temperature control device there. And so it dropped the temperatures because it's all about happy fish.
Happy fish?
Happy fish.
8:15 in the morning here, this portion of the show. Let me see. Brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, yes, one of my favorite places. Four Winds Jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in town. Rebecca and Henry, just great people. Leonard Still works there, who founded this over 30 years ago, founded Four Winds Jewelry. It's been voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, straight. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, good people. The only watch repairmen, the only stone cutters. They got jewelry designers down there. They can help you build jewelry. They've got a full selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. Linda won't go anywhere else to shop for jewelry. And I have found the secret, my friends, my male friends out there. If you're looking for a really nice present, go down there, talk to Rebecca, talk to Leonard, and they will help you find that perfect piece of jewelry for your loved one. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Todd Jones.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage.
Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:20 in the morning here on Wednesday, the hump day, the 9th of July. It's about 70 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. So it's going to be triple digits the rest of the week. So enjoy today, the calmness and the coolness of today. Hey, I'm with Todd Jones, the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and I was just peppering him with questions. I don't usually do that, but I'm feeling peckish today. And because I love Reading. You know that.
Yeah.
I just love Reading. Oh, you had, there was a photo. We had one of these events downtown. If that's not going out across America, it's young people. The whole place downtown was full. I don't know if they were doing line dancing.
It was probably the rodeo when they had that concert. They had a line dance, and then they had
maybe if that was it, that, I mean, young people.
It was packed.
It was packed in there. That ought to be blowing out across America when you start talking about Reading. And I've been talking to Sam Atani, CEO of Shasta Regional. What can we do to keep our residents here? Because we've got a real strong residency program at Shasta Regional, and I think they're over Dignity and then Public Health.
Yep.
We've got a lot of residents here. They're going through the residency training. How do we keep them here? That kind of thing. But that's for another time.
Yeah.
Because Tyler and I have been talking about Tyler Whittle.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I mean, I think that what we're doing at Visit Reading and like the content that we're putting out there, I think it all kind of ties in. And there's a lot of people
that are
touching that piece of the thing and physician recruitment. And you know, I have one of my best friends is a doc here in town.
It's not a physician.
Well, it's everything. It's everything else. Well, it's a spouse. Yeah,
it's the physician. It's like when we were in the military.
Yeah.
We got orders.
Yeah,
you and I went to work. We were surrounded by great people and doing what we doing what we did. It's the spouses. Those are the ones we have to concentrate on.
Yeah, yeah.
And how do we do that?
Yeah, I mean, my buddy, he's from here.
Yeah.
He went to medical school, came back up here. His wife's from Ventura, which is a beautiful part of the state, and her family's down there, her sister's down there. And, you know, they made the decision to move up here, and now he's one of the owners of Prestige Medical Care. And,
oh, okay.
Great, you know, great family and young kids, and they love it. And
they love it here.
I think it was hard, you know, at first, for a little bit for her. I mean, Southern California to Northern
California.
We
need to get her and the other, Anique Dome.
Yeah.
She loves it up here.
Yeah.
And other doctors' wives to be part of this group.
Well,
that when somebody's coming up, the wives come in.
And I've talked to Shasta Regional, I've talked to Dignity about how that process works and the dinners they host and the things they do. And, I've learned a little bit about it, and I'm always offering to help if I can. I haven't done it yet, but whatever I can do. But, you know, the thing is, and in my conversation with Todd Smith at Mercy is like, you really got to focus on, like, the right type of doctor. Like who not just the right type, but like the, hey, do you like the outdoors? Do you like all this stuff? Do you, yeah. you know, does your family like this stuff?
They're looking at your resident,
someone from
there's got to be like
metropolitan LA,
a sifting area there for your residents.
Yeah.
Cause you know, if they come from New York and the family's from New York, they're probably going to head back there.
Yeah.
You get them from the West Coast though.
I mean, the residency match program is so crazy. I mean, you know, oh, you got thousands and thousands of positions. They put in for the program. Then you know, you're ranking your top, whatever it is, three. Yeah. And I don't know all the details of this. And then the hospitals are ranking their top. And there's just one day in the spring where they match everybody. So, you know, you don't really have a, like, you don't really have a choice. Like, if you get into residency program in BFE, you're going. You're going to BFE.
Yeah.
So you have to go there. My brother-in-law, he went to Oklahoma and outside of Norman, where University of Oklahoma is, in a smaller town out there. And then he worked in rural hospitals for his entire residency. And now they're in Eugene, Oregon, where he's from Oregon. And, you know, they're West Coasters. They love it up there. They love Eugene. But they were never going to stay. They offered him a bunch of money in Oklahoma. He's like, I'm not going to stay in rural Oklahoma. I'm from Oregon. My wife's from Northern
Oregon,
California.
The only place when they're selling you a house, they also sell you a storm shelter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's big enough for you and your cow.
Oklahoma, they had a build. They bought a house out there outside of Norman, and they had to do a storm shelter in the garage.
Excuse me, but they have. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Todd Jones. Now, Amazon.
Yeah.
Good article in the paper by Binda
saying
it's going to look like the one in Orland.
Well, I don't know if it's going to look like, but it's going to operate because they bought a facility in Orland. They bought a facility in Orland about 7 years ago, 75,000 square feet that was at the Orland Airport. And so that was one of the reasons because Binda called me back when they bought that and said, why didn't they come to Reading? I said, well, there was a 75,000 square foot building already in place in Orland that was easy for them to move into and it was cheap. So for them to build, it's a whole nother level. But yeah, they're building. I talked to the Amazon construction, one of the construction guys a couple weeks ago.
Are they talking? He said it's going to be similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Binda said. And it's like, they've got 250 employees down there. Are we looking at something like that?
That is what I have been told. I've been told it's about the same because they're running 24/7.
And then
they have delivery drivers.
200 delivery drivers.
Yeah, you might want to start your trucking company back up, Carl.
It'd be a little trucks.
Yeah.
You know what it'd be? A little hybrid trucks.
The electric Rivians. Some of them, not all
of them. You know what? I could see having a little electric truck on this because the state of California is trying to kill us with gas, as you know that.
Hey, it's not $8 a gallon, though. It's July 8th, 9th. It's not $8 a gallon.
No, wait till next year.
Okay.
And you sit right there.
Yeah.
And you say, gee, Carl, it's $7.50 at the gallon. And I'm going to sit here and go, oh, I'm sorry. I just sold the station in the house. We're on our way to.
Yeah.
No, I think that's really great news. If it is 250, let's just say 250.
Yeah.
Plus the drivers, and people don't realize they pay pretty good for the drivers going out.
And a lot of times it's an independent contractor.
Yeah, and they come in and they sit there and they load up their truck or their car, and off they go.
Yeah,
and to deliver, and it's not a bad paying job.
No, it's great. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that it's a really great thing for the community.
Could do that. That would be fun. Yeah. That would kind of be fun for at least a week
to be a driver.
Yeah, go in there, load up your back of my.
Well, I think about those UPS guys. You know, a couple of years ago, they got that union deal that raised their pay to $180,000 a year. I'm like, I could be a UPS driver.
Here's the headline in this. I was going to do a story about this maybe tomorrow. A new era of restaurant workers may earn six-figure salaries and benefits that no other industry can provide. Restaurant work.
Well, I was down in San Francisco a week ago for a dinner at a nice place, and I got the receipt. I was just curious because they always add these things, and there was five different special fees that they added to the total. They had the hospitality fee. They had three improvement district fees for, like, Soma and all these different things, and so there's all these fees layered on top of the bill.
And they expect you to tip on all of them? Or just
tip was included. They added the tip. And then everything else is just, you know, it's that total, all these fees, the tip was the gross, it was the whole, I mean, there was like seven items on there.
You're only supposed to tip on the food.
Yeah.
So, but this is, they're talking about if you want to work in this industry and you got the right attitude, you can move up fast.
Mm, yeah.
And then you get into, you know, the management and, you know, they have a very compelling argument. Yesterday we talked about the lifeguards in L.A., they're making, one of them made $506,000 last year.
Well, they probably work for the fire department. They're getting overtime, right?
Exactly. Yeah. One guy on overtime got $702,000. Yeah. And the ocean lifeguards work for The fire department. The city, the lake and pools work for the
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. They don't make fire anything like that.
Make a lot.
Yeah,
anyway. I mean, they're doing a lot down there. I mean, they're like rescuing people.
No, no. I mean,
heart attacks.
It's a dangerous. Yeah. I mean, it's
they're not just sitting on the side of a pool at the YMCA.
They're not. And yeah. But you know what the article said or the people writing it says, people you know are having a tough time getting through and they're looking out and you've got 37 firefighters are making 300,000 or more. I mean, lifeguards making 300,000 or more.
Yeah, I mean, why do you think Pamela Anderson did it in Baywatch? It's a good job.
I can truthfully say, I've never seen a whole
David Hasselback.
I have not seen one whole program. I may have seen parts of some of them, but I've never seen that ever. Maybe it's because I was in Marines and I was other places. But
you missed out.
No, I didn't. Well, maybe I did. I'm here with Todd Jones. He's CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're going to talk about more after this break. Up to now, we've been kind of like catching all different types of things. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Established in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, and you can tell by the heads that are up on the walls there that some of them have got some age on them. However, it is a great place to get a haircut. The only place I've gotten my haircut since I moved here in 07 is a Cypress Square Barbershop. I make an appointment for it so I can work on my schedule and give them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up my appointment, roll in, roll out, or hang around and read my Car and Track and National Geographic and what else they have there?
Guns and Ammo.
Guns and Ammo.
Oh, yeah.
Man, not really even Guns and Ammo. They have, like, travel magazines and National Geographic, though, is cool. All right, go back and catch up on that. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. It's a great place to get a haircut. It really is. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
And electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here with Todd Jones, a friend of mine and a former Marine. And he heads up, he's the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And, okay, so we talked about the Amazon, and we've talked about other, about how do you suck people off the road, the road into Reading. And then...
You know, there's another thing at Stillwater I was going to mention really quick. I haven't really heard anything about it, which kind of – maybe I need to call them up today. Maybe we'll do ribbon cutting out there. But the Frito-Lay Distribution Center opened up this year. I'm not sure when it opened exactly, but they opened a facility. Yeah, they opened up a facility earlier this year. And, you know, that was a deal that I worked on for a lot of years. Yeah. It was originally a group out of Delaware that was doing a basically build-to-suit. So, you know, they're developers. They don't have anything to do with Frito-Lay. They're just developers. They build a building. They split a parcel out there. I believe it was parcel number 4. And they split it because they said, hey, we only need like 3.5 acres. We don't need 9 acres. And they built it out there, and they've been open for a few
months.
How
many people were
out
there?
They were already here. They were on Airport Road. It's just distribution. You know, it's the warehouse where they have a bunch of chips. And then they're delivering out. But
they have Fritos there?
Oh, yeah. But it's a great facility. I mean, it's a nice facility, and it's nice to have, you know, another building that's open out there. So you got Pace, and you have Frito-Lay. We'll have Amazon that should break ground, what I hear, this year. I don't want to say when. I've heard a pretty specific date, but this year they should be breaking ground. So, and they go really fast. You know, they go really fast. I would anticipate that they're going to be open next year.
Do you know how to run you're working for the county now, right, Phil? I mean, you know, I'm going to go out and take a forklift class.
Well, you know, I was talking to one of the construction guys a couple weeks ago, and he lives in Reading. He helps build these Amazon facilities all over the country, and they're looking at potentially doing hydrogen forklifts here. So we'll see. A lot of, you know,
makes sense.
Really cool. There's no emissions inside the warehouse because it's all just water. You know, it's electrolysis.
You know, I'm wondering if, they're talking about 250 employees.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point do the robots come in?
Well, it's going to be highly automated.
Yeah,
every single time they do it, but you still need a lot of people. You still need a lot of people moving stuff
because they're on tracks and they deliver them to places. And they put them up on things. Yeah,
you know, I'm sure they'll have. I'm not sure the exact number, but I'm sure they'll have 10 or 15 kind of supervisor, manager type roles that are going to be making six figures plus out there. So, and I'm sure they'll bring some people in from other areas and Amazons and Orland and whatever. But you know, it'll be a really exciting thing because it's just. I think it's going to be, in my opinion. It's going to be something that really, you know, gets a lot more started out there because there are some other parcels sold out there, but having this facility get built out there, I think it unlocks potential for a lot of stuff. It's like the public marketplace downtown.
Yeah.
When that public market opens, the Reading Public Market this summer, this year, I think it's going to enable a lot of other things to happen where you've had some empty storefronts and you just need that one thing.
You still have empty storefronts down there.
Well, you will.
Let's talk about that just a little bit. Linda and I were driving through town and we saw, you know, the place that was open, empty. And here we have the Renaissance downtown and we just talked about, you know, that all these things are happening, but yet we still see the storefronts.
Yeah.
I mean, what's, Is it the economy? Is it that I think, we don't have the right businesses?
I think the business mix is tough. I think brick and mortar is really hard right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you talk to the weird thing, and I was talking to the McConnell Foundation about this a couple weeks ago, because they own, you know, Block 7, they're a California place. It hasn't been Block 7 for years. California place where it's all empty on California Street.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I spent
McConnell
time,
owns that?
McConnell and K2.
Yeah,
that's a joint venture.
Okay.
For California Place. And, you know, I've spent time with them and with K2 talking to national retailers. And the challenge is these national retailers don't want to be downtown. Because if you look at the rest of town, if you look specifically at that Save Mart area right now, and even the Costco, I'm not sure if anything's going to be official anytime soon on that dirt lot in front of Chick-fil-A. But you look at that Save Mart area, and there's stuff getting built every day.
We were just there yesterday.
First of all,
let me just say this. Save Mart is not saving anything.
They got good food, though.
They've got great food. But their prices are just – I looked at them and I thought, this is because it's right off the freeway.
I think of it as like a Whole Foods type of place.
It has a wonderful
– good selection of stuff.
Good selection of stuff. But it's expensive.
It is expensive.
I was surprised.
But you look at
that. I thought Save Mart, it'd be kind of like a Food Max.
No.
Not even close.
But they have all that stuff that's building down there. Our commercial construction has been, you know, there's been a lot of commercial construction.
Look at how big that thing's gotten. I mean, this thing is.
And there's more coming. There's more coming to that area. And then you got, you know, Raising Cane's is going, I think they're about, I haven't driven by there for a while, but I think they're about to go vertical on where the old Costco was. And there's a.
Which Sub-Zero?
Oh, Five Below, you mean?
Or Five Below.
Five Below is a. It's think of it like my understanding is think of it like a dollar store, but everything's less than $5 because who sells stuff for a dollar anymore? Like no one can do that. The dollar store
is doing so.
It's $1.99 and higher, so it's everything's below $5.
Oh, okay, got it.
So it's a nicer dollar store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Five Below. But I hear they have like, you know, going out to the lake getting floaties for the kids. I hear they have a lot of cool little knickknack stuff.
Yeah, but I was surprised how big that thing had gotten.
Yeah, so
it started out with the In-N-Out, and then it just. Exploding.
Yeah, so the commercial construction on I-5, great location. You know, that stuff is going up, and people are still investing here, even though a lot of us think the economy is kind of weird. The stock market's doing pretty well. Commercial construction's doing pretty well. Interest rates are still high.
If the interest rate drops, which Trump is doing everything but putting a hit team out on the Fed, who knows if that's coming, that drops. If they drop that a point, that's going to have it's going to have a big impact.
But when you talk to these national retailers like a Jimmy John's or anybody, Pottery Barn, Restoration Hardware, I've talked to a lot of these different companies over the years. They don't really want to be downtown because they want to be close to these other retail power centers. They want to be close to the Costcos and the Targets and the Walmarts. They want to be within like a half a mile. They want to be super close because that proximity, all the other stuff, is what they see. So coming to a quaint downtown, even though it's been redeveloped. It's a bigger thing for them to think about. So you really need to get like that smaller chain, someone out of Sacramento, San Francisco, maybe Medford that's looking to expand out of where they're at and come down. But, you know, the cost of construction is high. So if you have to build out a space, right now those spaces on California Place are just, you know, they're blank canvases, but it also means it's going to be expensive for them to build out. So, I mean, you look at some of these.
Anybody thought about putting a electric go-kart track in there?
Remember, there was one. Were you here when
I know.
One?
That's why I was.
Yeah. But, you know what? I just did a road trip up to Seattle last week and kind of stopped. I stopped in Eugene with my sister and her family for a few days and then Seattle and some other small towns. And you look at these small towns, a lot of similarities. Like, what can we have that's going to make sense in our downtown? And, you know, the Heydrichs and K2 and McConnell, they're working on this diligently every day. I'm just kind of a spectator, but trying to help.
No, they're working hard. And those are some good people, too, the Heydrichs and, K2.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing.
I mean, they are.
And the thing is, they're also trying to be thoughtful about it. And that's what I tell a lot of people is there have been people that have approached them to say, hey, can we move in here to one of these spaces? And they have said no because they want to make sure that they can curate it as much as they can to make sure that they have a good experience down there and it kind of fits what they're looking for and kind of supports our community.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a I see all the things that are going on down there. And I'm thinking, you said the photo came from during rodeo, that this next year, I know the Rodeo Association would really like to take over this. don't take this wrong, my friends, would really like to have this downtown open for a whole week.
Oh, yeah.
That people can come down here and just have a great time, spend their money, stay around here because we've got enough hotels and motels and all that, and come down here and just have a real enjoyable time, you know, before the rodeo, after the rodeo.
I mean, the events they did this last week were – or last rodeo were awesome with the, with the concert downtown. Yeah. It was great.
You know, rearrange how we do the parade and, you know, so we have something going every night. Maybe not Longhorns down the middle of Market Street, but
you know the running with the bulls in, is that Pamplona?
Yep,
I think Pamplona. That was like this week. I saw it in the news. So
is that right?
Maybe we should do that in Reading. Run with the bulls in Reading.
Run with the calves.
There you go.
Run with the calves. Yeah. Sure. That way, if they run into you, it knocks you over, but they don't. They don't put a horn through your gut.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, we got to take a quick break. I'm here with Todd Jones, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about out there at Stillwater, the Amazon is starting. Will start probably breaking ground this year. 250 employees plus 200 delivery guys, which will be independent contractors. The things that are going on here around town, what TOT is, and how you can kind of measure that. The TOT is holding right there, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the deficit that the city's running and impact that can have on us here, especially on your side when you're trying to bring people in, and what it looks like if there's going to be other things dropping out. And we'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's our last segment here. 8:49 in the morning here on the 9th of July, about 74 degrees out there. And tomorrow, Simpson University, and I'm going to make some phone calls, see if we can't get in a couple of other people here to talk tomorrow, too, about some of the things going on around town. But I'm here with Todd Jones, who's the CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce, and you got State of the City coming up.
Yeah, State of the City. It's September's not that far away anymore. It felt like it was, but Tuesday, September 23rd at 11 a.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium is going to be State of the City.
It's like 2 months from now.
It's not that far away.
No.
It's not that far away. 2 months. So we're working on that right now. Tickets actually did just go on sale, but we haven't done a big push yet. We're going to do that probably in about a week or so when kind of some of the creative and the theme by our mayor, Jack Munns, gets chosen, and they make some of that stuff kind of more official. The State of the City is kind of an interesting event because a lot of chambers do this all over the country, and they look a lot different depending on where you're at. So this is kind of a hybrid event with us in the city of Reading. So, we kind of like compromise on I say some of the things I want to do. The city, whoever the mayor is, they get to kind of just dictate a little bit of what they want to do too. But, we sell the tickets. We basically sell the tickets to try to cover our costs. It's not really a fundraiser for us, but we also don't want to lose money. But, it's a great event. Last year we brought it back to the Civic after about a 5 or 6 year hiatus. And it was great to be back with about, 500 people and getting the update from the city. And, my goal with it is really for people to feel encouraged about where they live and excited about what's happening in Reading. Because there's a lot, the news cycle is a lot quicker than it used to be, where they might do a big announcement at State of the City that no one's heard about. But nowadays, typically, the news cycle with people like Free Fire Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, you kind of know about what's going on if you listen to a station
like this. You hope you do, but then, as I was telling you, I've got people like you.
Yeah.
You've never done it. But others that will sit here and be on the show, and 2 days later they make this announcement. And when I call them, I go, what? And they go, well, we couldn't announce it early, so
yeah.
I couldn't say it on the show. And I'm going, I mutter at them in this. We got $5 or $6 million deficit?
Well, it's about 5.5 is what I, but
okay.
Now, I would say now, because they passed the budget.
It's less.
So it's July 9th, so
yeah.
We're in a new budget year for the city of Reading, and, they are projecting even a little, when they passed the budget, they were projecting a small surplus. I think it was like a couple $100,000 for this fiscal year based on projections. But, it's really difficult.
It's all based on projections.
Based on projections, which that's really the only way you can do it. You don't know. I mean, no one really knows what the sales tax, property tax. Property tax is a little bit more reliable, but, if there's a lot more transactions, that's going to bring up the property tax. If there's a lot of things that sell or refinance or whatever. So property tax, sales tax, TOT, cannabis, those are kind of the big revenue sources. So they balanced the budget for this year based on attrition and some cuts to myself included, Visit Reading. But again, we want to be a team player and support our community, and if that's what it takes to kind of help balance the budget, you kind of just take it on the chin and keep moving on and do the best you can. And we're grateful to have that contract with the city of Reading. So they balanced it for this year, for the next 2 years. But again, it's based on projections. So, I've had constant conversations with our city council and our city management for years about, how do we grow the pie, right? A lot of our council members want to see that happen. How do we get more revenue here? And there's things that I think we can do that are going to stimulate the economy. And now that the general plan's been done for about a year, there's economic development incentive plans that are being drafted right now and different things to say, how can we, you know, because my goal at the chamber, and one of the reasons I moved to the chamber, was to help influence the way that we make Reading a better place to do business. Because we're a 501c6, we can do that work. And I really want to say, you know, my vision for being at the chamber is, how do we make Reading the best place in California to do business? That is my goal. And so it takes public policy changes, and it takes quality life stuff and private investment and all these other things happening to say, hey, what are we going to do to make Reading the best place to do business in California? And I think there's more we can do. And, you know, the city council, city management are receptive to that.
Okay, but do we need a closer relationship with the city council? Do they need to be able – you know, first of all, and I'll just say this. City council is not getting paid what they
– $600 a month.
They're not getting paid for what they do.
They're volunteers.
And you're going to continue to have people volunteering to be on the city council unless we start paying them. I mean, I'm not saying they should be getting $80,000. God knows the Board of Supervisors doesn't deserve that.
Well, they have a meeting every day, it seems like, so it's a lot of meetings.
Who?
The supervisors.
It's called a self-inflicted wound, true.
But city council, I talk to them a lot.
City council should have more than $600 a month. I'm sorry. You know, if how about $2,000 a month? Something. And that, I mean, if that's going to break the city, then, you know, we got a real problem.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that much money. And they spend a lot of money, and they have such an impact on us and our future. And who do you have running? Retired people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's exceptions, but, I mean, you got Paul DeNuca, who's got a very viable practice.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mike Littell.
Next door neighbor downtown now.
Yeah.
Office
downtown.
Neighbor.
You got Jack Munns. You got Tanessa Audette, and Tanessa works.
Mm-hmm.
Jack's retired.
Yep.
And
Aaron Resner.
Yep. And Aaron's, she and her husband are in her business together. Aaron's a major player there, but she can have the time able to do it. And, you know, it wouldn't make any difference to Aaron whether you get paid $600 a month or $3,000 a month. But you would get people that then maybe that could, this would offset their, you know, losing work in an insurance industry or whatever they're in.
Yeah. I mean, it's so complicated, too.
It is.
To get up to speed, it's good. You know, Barry does a great job, and I don't know what the city has, probably about 1,000 employees or more than 1,000 employees right now, but, you know, it's a big organization. There's a lot of moving parts, and funding and resources and allocations are all super, super complicated. So, you know, they get a packet the same time we all do, basically, Thursday at 4 p.m. They basically get it all. We all get it around the same time, and I skim through those city council packets every single typically every single Thursday or Friday morning. And I mean, you know, they're oftentimes 700-800 pages.
Yeah, I know.
And they have 4 days to read it. So there goes their weekend. It's a lot of really, really dense information.
I'm changing the subject completely. You become king.
Me.
What do you want to see in the next year?
King of Reading or king of?
King of
California.
King of well. If you could say, this is what I have, I can push this button and these things are going to happen. What do you want to see in the next year?
In the city of Reading?
City, area, surrounding area.
Yeah.
What do you want to see?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, we got the Amazon thing, but do you want to see what? You want to see a more industry coming in here?
I want to see more industry here, and I think a lot of it has to do with state regulations in California. When I saw a gubernatorial debate back in June, I think I talked about it a little bit when I was in there last time, but a lot of them talked about CEQA reform, and I think that's one of the big things.
Well,
so if we had
they did. They finally took it on, but not as much as they
did. Because a lot of the challenges and bottlenecks that we see at the local level are from state regulations.
Yeah.
And so if we could relieve some of those state regulations, we can't be more lenient than the state. It's not possible, but if we can make the process easier and make building development easier. You know, if there was some magic wand to be able to bring down energy prices as well, I mean, that would be huge. Reading Electric Utility is such a blessing for our community.
It is.
It's expensive for them to procure the power. So if there was some magic way to get, you know, nuclear power in Reading, which, again, that is ridiculously difficult to do. But if we could get our own small.
I don't know if
nuclear.
I saw Newsom say somebody. He wasn't like he was against it.
No, people
it.
Are coming around.
Well,
people
they should. Environmentalists, you're seeing some pretty, hardcore environmentalists are talking about having nuclear.
But you know, you have to figure out what you're going to do with the waste. And right now, there's federal issues on what you do with the waste.
90% of it is recyclable.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the answer for that. You take these all these rods,
shoot it in space with Elon.
Put it with Elon. Just, yeah. You know, and just have rockets leaving.
I mean, he's shooting rockets
week.
Every day anyway.
Yeah, and shoot. Well, the only problem is sometimes they blow up.
Yeah.
But having the ones that would launch and send them to the sun.
Yeah.
There's your nuclear waste.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of a big magic wand type of thing, but energy prices, regulations, getting rid of CEQA and changing that. And I think the big one too, which is again, kind of outside the scope of the chamber, but you know, some of this forest management stuff with NEPA and figuring out ways to improve timber harvest and, you know, make our communities safer and manage our forests better. Again, that's a little bit outside of the scope of what my focus on at the chamber, but you know, my personal preference is if you could get the forest managed better, I think that's going to make a huge difference for our rural communities.
Yeah, Trump's going for that.
Yeah.
So, hey, by the way, tomorrow, Simpson, but also I'm going to talk about what's going on at the VA. Some good news from the VA.
We got greeters tomorrow, 8 a.m. at Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's going to be a really fun one, so come on out and see us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Todd, thanks so much for coming on and for being part of the show and for everything you do here.
Thanks, Carl.
It's always fun. All right, everybody have a great day. It's going to be 107, and God bless America.
I won't back down, no, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna
stand. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.